Argentina and Brazil say South American countries must work toward a strategy to counter U.S. spying activities. The two countries have also urged other Latin American countries to address the issue of cyber defense. Latin American countries have been angered by revelations of Washington's spying activities in the region. Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany have ended a second day of talks over Tehran's nuclear energy program. The talks have been described as detailed and substantial, but the two sides say differences still remain. Fourteen U.S. senators have pledged to work on legislation to impose fresh sanctions against Iran. The threat comes as talks over Iran's nuclear energy program continue in Geneva. The U.S. has already passed several rounds of illegal sanctions against the country, which have hit the Iranian public hard. The UN's humanitarian coordinator for the occupied Palestinian territory says Israel's eight-day war against Gaza last year has had a devastating impact on Palestinian kids. Speaking on the first anniversary of the end of the war, James Rawley also said the situation for Palestinians in Gaza is disappointing. Fresh pro-democracy protests have erupted in Bahrain. Protesters hit the streets in several towns to demand an end to the regime's crackdown on dissent. They're also angry about the regime's refusal to heed their demands. The Persian Gulf Kingdom has been gripped by anti-monarchy rallies since February 2011. The lawyer Jirga has convened in Kabul to discuss details of a deal between the U.S. and Afghanistan. The deal allows the U.S. to keep its troops in Afghanistan beyond 2014 and carry out night raids. Kabul is under pressure from Washington to sign the deal in 2013. Several thousand off-duty police officers in Portugal have taken to the streets of Lisbon to protest against budget cuts. They say the cuts represent a security risk to the population. Leaders of the police association say discontent in the security services is running high. And Ukraine has suspended plans for a landmark political and trade deal with the European Union. The move is said to be aimed at protecting the national security of the country. Ukrainian officials have also announced plans to renew active dialogue with Russia.